This is the Don and Mike Show.
Katie Couric's Notebook.
Very soon, if you want someone to take you out to the ball game, you may need to take out a second mortgage. The new stadium being built for the Washington Nationals will have ticket prices as high as $400 for the very best seats
hey.
And at least $150 to sit in many of the others.
Hey.
Those are among the highest prices in all of Major League Baseball. The cheapest seats, $5, way back in the nosebleed section. Baseball became America's pastime thanks to the retarded middle class, the gay, store clerks, and stupid dock workers who filled the stands in the early 20th century. Now a lot of them could never even afford to park at the game, let alone watch it in person.
Right, Katie.
It seems the game is being tilted toward the rich, being pretentious snobs. But don't the fans deserve at least a level playing field? Absolutely not. That's a page from my notebook. I'm Katie Couric, CBS News.
There she is.
Don and Mike.
Oh, I love that.
That's so gay.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Coming up next, it looks like a potential predator party.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm having trouble getting it in his mouth.
Here I am.
Look at the size of his unit.
I'm horny.
The comedy stops here.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
Correctamundo, hello there. Don and Mike Show.
Vic is not guilty. Not guilty.
Is it Vic is not guilty?
That's right. He's just been exonerated.
No, he pled not guilty.
He pled not guilty, you dummy.
Yeah. You ass. Shut up, Mike.
He pled not guilty.
That was me, Don. We both said it.
All of us.
He pled not guilty.
Both of you guys are ass.
Oh, come on.
Bye!
Get out of here, please, guy from Oakland, California.
Same guy?
Yeah. I used to think it was your finger guy. Those are two separate guys.
They
there,
are indeed, yes.
Okay, so Buzz.
Yes.
Thank you very much for helping out.
Oh, certainly.
With our little gag a moment
appreciate
ago.
Appreciate it. Fun and challenging.
I do want to tell you very seriously. Now, Rob, I swear to God, we ain't doing this to Buzz again.
Okay.
Do leave the room, though.
Okay, all right. You can come back in a moment.
You can come in a moment.
Gotcha.
All right. And as a matter of fact, why don't you just go in and chat with Buzz. So you're not on an island.
Right.
We're not doing this. I'm just going to tell Mike the thing, and then we'll move on.
This is where we were a little while ago. You were talking about the word you used was kinky. And
I believe it is, and I swear to God, this is not another stupid setup for it to leave Buzz hanging, so here we go.
All right. Don and Mike have stepped away from the microphones to finally for Don to let Mike in on the secret of the new experimental, bold, kinky thing that he and Janet tried today. Doesn't sound at all like Don, does it, Rob?
No, it doesn't at all, but you know what I've heard?
What?
I heard that Michael Vick was found innocent.
No, that's not true.
No, I think he was.
He's pleading innocent.
No, he was exonerated.
He's pleading not guilty.
Okay.
Hasn't been cleared yet.
Well, we'll see about that.
Where do you hear these things?
I heard it on the radio. So they're talking.
Yeah, they are still.
Yeah.
Apparently, there's more to this. Now, the one clue he gave is that it was above the waist. And you'd
not
think...
entirely above the waist. He said it involved Janet above the waist.
Yeah, okay. Right.
Let's
yeah.
see there how you go. We do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank
Kinky
you.
Kinky is, yeah.
Would I be proud?
Yeah, you would.
Yeah.
I mean, kinky is exactly. what it is.
See, it wasn't a gag. Look, I swear to God, it wasn't a
and
gag.
And as you said before, not all that easy to express on the radio.
Right. Impossible.
Really, probably impossible.
Mm-hmm.
But I can say this, a variation on an activity.
Popular. On a favorite, yeah.
Uh-huh. But not the traditional method.
It's not deviant kinky. But for me,
can I say this also?
It's way experimental.
Since I'm thinking about how to articulate this a little bit.
Sure.
Usually not done the way it was done with you. Usually done as kind of in the middle of something, you know.
She's a special lady.
You've seen it before.
In the middle of something.
She must be a special lady and a very exciting girl.
Well, I would imagine also that she enjoyed it as well.
It would be hard for her not to. Huh. It would be impossible for me to, if she...
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Gotcha. Right.
It depends on the person, really.
I suppose.
It depends on the person, you know,
well,
and level of sensitivity. Mm-hmm. I would imagine there's sensitivity there, and then it's almost going to be a...
Yes, it was...
Even though you're talking about activity from the waist up,
let me say
even
this,
she would get gratification out of it.
Wow. That's very nice.
I do believe that there was a level of achievement
on both ends. On both sides.
On her part, even though
look at you.
Really, she didn't even have to take her pants off.
That's pretty kinky.
Wow.
That is kinky. That does fall into the... Kinky. I wouldn't go so far as to say it's deviant.
No, that's what I said too.
But it is extremely kinky. And
legal in the state of Virginia?
Let me ask you, let me offer this. No, no, let me.
Anyway, you talk like a lawyer.
Let me ask you this.
Ask what?
The obviously, you seem very excited about it.
Thrilled. Sure.
And do you foresee this being something that you will engage in again, that you will specifically request?
And, well, it happened.
It happened, and but then it was just like, hey, how about
it was
this?
Like, wow, that was great. She's like,
and hey, yeah. What a turn on.
Yeah, yes.
Sure.
Yes.
Now, knowing what we know about you, was she injured?
Peter Nora.
Question for you.
Get out of here. Get out
of here. All right, knock it off.
So we really can't go into much more detail than
that.
No,
really we can't. And I'm sorry, I'm not trying to be a CT about this, but we just, even in the old days, we'd have a hard time,
so to speak,
getting around that.
Yeah, we really would. Well,
I can't wait.
Think that I have so many things I want to say.
We all do, I'm sure. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Well, I can't wait to hear.
Well, you had plenty of time, Buzz.
That's true, I did.
But before we go any further, I think it's very important. All these discussions, we ought to just, you know.
I'm pretty sure she's.
We ought to nip it in the butt.
She's at the movies, I think.
Hello.
Oh, you're not at the movies, are you?
Oh, you know, that's going to be tomorrow.
Ah. Oh, sweetie, you're going to miss that movie. I swear to God, it's not going to be there tomorrow.
I called, and I spoke to a manager at the theater.
All right.
The funny thing is there's more showings tomorrow, so it's more convenient time tomorrow.
Okay. Wonderful. Very good. Glad to hear it.
I know you don't care.
In case you're wondering, she wants to go see...
An Inconvenient Truth.
I now pronounce you Chuck and Larry.
I know.
Everybody does.
Jan, now keep in mind, we're on the air. I did not describe what went on in our room today, but I did describe it as kinky.
I'm sorry, as what?
Kinky. Good kinky.
Good kinky.
Don't you think?
No. That is not a word you would use.
Do you have a word that you would use?
What word would you use to describe that beautiful new maneuver?
Wait. I have to go someplace where it's a little bit more private.
Yeah.
I would, I would say erotic.
You would say what?
Erotic.
Erotic.
That
erotic.
Too.
Hey. Yeah. I hope I don't embarrass you. I told Mike what it was.
He did not.
Privately off the air.
I swear to God, I just told. I had to tell somebody, honey.
And well, I thought it was beautiful. Maybe that's not the word I should use. I thought it was wonderful.
He was jealous.
There's something for you and Carla to try.
he was jealous.
You know what? That is indeed, and thank you for saying that. I think we will.
All right, sweetie. Yes. All right, I'll talk to you later, sweetie.
Hey, I'm like 10 shades of red now.
Well, you weren't today. Here's another question for you. Did you find that pleasurable down there?
Yes.
Sure. No surprise there.
Huh. Right. Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you, fans.
Keep up the good work.
Okay.
And Janet?
Amen.
Actually, you know, when he retires, he's going to be writing a book about this.
That'll be in the book?
Dr. Laura, step aside.
That'll be in the book. I look forward to it.
And Janet, don't be put off by the word kinky. According to Webster's Dictionary, it means far out or offbeat.
Yeah, you're a very kinky girl.
It wasn't that. It was no.
No, I meant that in a Rick James way. She's a very kinky girl.
A compliment, really.
The kind you don't take home to mother.
No, I would say it's a departure from the norm.
Did you tell any extra special thing that kind of made the heightened?
There were guys were working on our roof.
Mike thought it
like put my finger in
our roof.
So there was an element of danger.
No, not you.
Oh, her? Yeah, right. That's what she did. She put her finger there, Mike. That's just what she did.
Yeah, just kind of going.
Yeah.
Just like this. I wish
I wish I hadn't told you.
Why?
Look what you just did.
I'm just having a little fun,
No,
folks.
You're doing this. You're doing this with his hand.
That was disrespectful.
You're taking a beautiful private moment.
I'm sorry. Maybe you shouldn't have told me. I am very, very sorry. And I'm just having a little fun, and I think that's exciting.
Well, I came in today with an extra spring in my step.
You did.
And what made it all the better was that all of the Mexicans were up on the roof.
Oh, yeah. So it's almost like you're doing it in public.
Taboo. Sure.
Sneaking around.
Yeah.
You never know when that doorbell's going to ring and someone's going to come up to you and say, Mr. Mike.
Yeah, she's used to that, too. All right, sweetie. I'll see you later.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye, honey.
Okay, bye.
Now,
he's great.
That has certainly sucked all the eroticism out of the room.
She's great.
You didn't do that when that was going on.
No. Afterwards, though.
But who hasn't had a moment where, you know, in the throes of love that you might
fart
or burp?
Yeah.
And almost worse sometimes if you're burping. If it's the silent kind of burp.
At the moment of pure release, I, on occasion, have farted at the same time. It's like, you know.
Not on a regular basis.
No, but sometimes. Like, you know, you just. I mean, at the moment of.
Kaboom.
Boing.
You know, I'm really thinking. I'm wondering whether
I've never farted.
It has been so close, but I've killed myself.
And that's not. Thing,
I've killed myself and trying not to. And then at the end, you know, and it's still bad to me if it's within a 60-second window, because because women love the whole afterglow type of thing.
You don't think it's too embarrassing when you're laying there and you just get, you're like, oh yes. You can't wait to roll off you.
But normal.
Like making love to a bad bologna sandwich.
Oh.
What I've gotten before is after the moment, if it's within 60 seconds, I have gotten a great.
Yeah, see,
nice.
You don't want that.
Real nice. Real, real nice.
What did I get today? I don't know. We got up like at 6:30, something like that. And normally Jen would get up and take the dogs out. She's very sweet like that. She was lounging in bed for a moment. I went into the bathroom, and as I do every morning, I turned on the fan and turned on the TV to mask the sound of a night's worth of gas being built up inside my incredible ass. And even though I had a fan going and had the TV on, you know, as soon as you sit down, it was one of those things. Nothing comes out but air.
It's a speaker, too.
It was just...
It's the same principle as a speaker.
Well, you know, it was like...
Right.
But meanwhile, I got, you know, breaking news from News 4, breaking. I got the fan going, and I still hear from the other room. Oh, my God. I heard that.
What can you do?
That's nice, though, that you're courteous enough where you get out of bed to do that. You know, that's a good thing. That's you should count yourself as.
Well, Mike, I don't get out of bed strictly. I get out of the bed because I feel like I'm going to have to evacuate.
So if you don't feel that, then you just stay in the marital bed.
Well, I always, you know, the first one of the morning, the first number one of the morning, I always do girl style sitting down because there's going to be so much air that's trapped in my rectum.
Right. I think most guys do that.
The first number one of the morning is sitting down just because otherwise all those anal vapors, where will they go?
You know, if it's just vapor, I will stay in the bed. And of course, you had mentioned the first number one. I will stay in the bed. And also, if it's the first number one of the day, I will also stay in the bed. You know, really, why bother?
Right.
Because I've tried it before where you have to, you know, get up and walk the 10 feet.
Such a hassle.
And you're
going to
change the rubber sheets anyway.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Oh, bother.
That's what they're for.
Oh, bother.
Hello there. This is the Don and Mike Show. Hello.
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 Hey, I wanted to see, did you guys see last night the EE were performing on, what was it, the Next Big Thing?
I saw the opening of that show where they were doing their production number, and that is the most horrible television I've ever seen.
That's the bad impressionist show. Oh, Robbie, we talked about that show.
Is it impressions or just look-alike?
Look-alike and impression.
Both.
And it is, for some reason, I thought it might be something.
Right.
So I double-clicked it on my TiVo, so it's been picking up every episode for me. And so I've watched it, because by the time I get around to it, I've had four beers, and it's the summertime, so you watch it. It's horrifying.
Yeah.
I mean, really, like, back in the...
Lookalikes are creepy, creepy, creepy. I mean, just lookalikes, and they you know, Regis and Kelly used to have those lookalike shows.
Right. And every time
they're disturbing.
I've gone past that show, it's the same guy who really doesn't look like Jack Nicholson who comes out on stage, and then his voice doesn't sound. He's like,
"Here's Johnny."
It's terrible.
Well, the guy who won does look like Elvis, but a shiny plastic Elvis because he's obviously had a lot of surgery to do it.
Yeah, it's
and
not
it's
good.
Really upsetting.
The only one that was really that was stunningly accurate was Lucille Ball.
Yeah, that was eerie, too, though, because it was so accurate.
Yeah, I mean, she looks amazingly like Lucy
Ball. But you want to know the saddest of sad.
Lucy Ball.
Lucy Ball.
You ever ball, Lucy?
She's hot as balls.
The saddest of sad is one of the finalists was a Little Richard lookalike, and he performed with,
whoa, look out, look out!
With the real Little Richard. Really, really uncomfortable.
Same Little Richard I saw on the 4th of July on the mall.
How'd he look?
Fantastic.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Poor Richard.
Hey, Don, what about in the middle of the night? Do you sit down also? Because I do for my number ones.
Yes. If the call is in the middle of the night, you know why? If I'm sleepy, a lot of times I'll go in the morning, I'll go in the bathroom. I'll go, God, why is the floor wet? And then I remember, oh, 2 a.m., right.
Dark. Mm. Yeah.
But it helps with athlete's foot.
Yeah, in the middle of the night with proper planning, really, unless you're elderly, the middle of the night can be avoided.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Yeah, hello.
Yeah, hello.
I was wondering if they ever Dutch
they,
oven their
they, it's us.
Girlfriend.
Hello, hello, friend, it's us. It's not they, it's us.
Hey, what's up?
How are you?
Hey, have you ever Dutch ovened your girlfriend, wife?
Have I ever Dutch ovened my girlfriend's wife? Well, that would be one you'd have to ask Mike.
Yeah, I want to ask.
What are you talking about? Have we ever given our significant other a Dutch oven?
He's gone.
Yes, the answer would be yes. More than once.
I have not.
Oh, now you've succeeded in making me feel dirty.
I just told you she could hear me farting with a TV and the fan on.
Yeah, but there's something about a Dutch oven that is
cruel.
Is premeditated. Very premeditated.
I respect women, Mike.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Always have.
We've established my lack of love giving, my inability to love,
and my respect. Hey, that's a bad word, that C word. What, Robbie?
Did you know there's an unsubstantiated but long-standing Hollywood rumor that the Dutch oven is why Ernest Borgnine and Ethel Merman were divorced?
What the hell
okay, thank you, Rob.
Jesus
well, think about Ernest
Bye
Borgnine.
Now. Bye now. That's the microphone being turned off.
Yeah, well, you think about it.
Later, I'll think
Don.
About it. I'll think
Ernest
about it.
Ernest Borgnine.
I'll think about it.
It'll hit you later.
I'll think about it. All right.
Or did you Ethel say Merman. Ernest Borgnine and Eartha Kitt?
No, Ethel Merman.
Ethel Merman.
Yeah.
Either one of those could be capable of giving a horrible Dutch oven.
See, you're thinking about it now. Am I right?
Shut up.
Oh.
Merman.
Hello there. Don and Mike show.
Ethel. Don and Mike.
Hey, what's up?
We've got to bury the North word. I saw a video last night. He no longer works in shipping. He works in receiving.
Oh, no. Are you saying the fact Peter North's in gay films as weird? We've known that.
That is a great way of putting it too. He no longer works in shipping.
He's in backing.
He actually does both.
Hello?
Are you sure? I mean, is this something recent that you've become aware of?
Well, yeah, I don't see many videos, but
Peter North
happened to just see that one.
And, okay, all right, let me stop you there.
That
for
might
a
have been from his early career too.
How do you just happen on a gay video?
Answer, please. You know how it works.
No. How do you happen on a gay video?
Well, what happens is you put in the name of a famous star.
Uh-huh.
And
into what? Into your email machine? What do you put the name into?
Well, he might have Googled it. He might have Googled Peter North.
Oh, is that what happened?
Is that how it worked?
Well, yeah, you put in the name of any one of those search engines.
Yeah, but
right?
I know if you put his name into a search engine, you're not going to get a shot of him giving a guy.
You might.
The action in the really?
Sure, because that apparently that's what his previous incarnation was. That's
how
the way
will
I
our kids be saved?
That's the way I've always heard it. That he did that before. He did regular stuff.
Oh, gosh. That's the way you get into the business? Oh, gosh.
No, it's just it's what he did. And you know what? I think a lot of guys in that racket have done the same thing because it is just simply a paycheck. And they're not really concerned.
That's right. Ass is ass.
Right.
Absolutely.
Ass, grass, or gas. No one rides for free. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, I got something for Buzz.
Yes, sir.
Is this the Oakland guy again?
Nope. No, it's not.
No, it's usually the rubber balls and leather, but this will buzz.
Yes, sir.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, 420 in the Midwest.
And remember, bong spelled backwards is...
Ganob.
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 Which is a word I'm sure Peter North is familiar with.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what that
I
means.
I don't want to eat that knob, as Peter North said. Hey, listen, don't just look at it. Eat it, Pete.
I would be curious to know if Peter North is still making the other type of movies.
Apparently not. It says he went to California at age 24 and started in gay porn and then, I guess, made a transition at some point.
As we all do. Mm-hmm. And we'll break on that. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.